Last week the shailas from the Mishpat Shlomo, sponsored by Nishma Svi Edelden, Shlomo Chaya Bas Avigdor Svi Ben Chaim Chava Bas Aaron, close for them. And the case was, it sounds like a real case, Reuven was the exclusive distributor of selling the Arbas Minim, the Esrogim, in France. And every year he would take a big order from an Eretz Yisrael supplier. He's an Israeli, and he would pay double the normal wholesale price in order that he would get the first choice of Esrogim and the best. He's paying double what everyone else pays in order that he should go in first and take whatever he wants.
So it's not exclusive.
No, that's an Eretz Yisrael. And then he takes him to France. Why is he willing to do this? Because he's going to take him to France where he is the exclusive seller of Esrogim, and he'll make twice a double or 100% profit over there. He can make twice the profit, twice his price in France. So he made the order of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Reuven told the wholesaler that this is what he's planning on doing. He's taking him to France. He's the exclusive distributor, and that's why he's making this big order. When he got to France, he found out that for the first time there were some local businesses that were selling Esrogim at the regular price, and if he would sell it at that price, he would take a loss because he had paid an inflated price in order to get this order. So because of that, he returned all the Esrogim to Eretz Yisrael, and he wants a refund. The Mocher Esrogim says, look, it's a Kenyan, you made it, you bought it, and I don't want them back, and especially some of them got back Erev Sukkos, where he couldn't do anything with them. But well, let's leave that aside. He said, a deal's a deal. You made the deal. So what's halacha? So let's just review what we said last week and see if it applies over here. Last week we learned from the Gemara in Kedushin that if someone sells his house and he tells he's Megala Das to the buyer that he's selling his house because he's going to Eretz Yisrael, so even though he did not make a formal stipulation, but since he was Megala Das, so that counts as if it was a Tanai, and if something happens that he can't make his trip to Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to get his money back. And we explained that most Rishonim, seems that the remote Paskins that way, that only applies to someone selling his land, but if someone sells Metatulin, so it doesn't apply over there because it's not such an umdana. When you sell your house, your property, your parnasa, we see that's because you're leaving, and if for some reason you can't leave, so then you can cancel the sale. But if it's just Metatulin, you're selling, people sell Metatulin all the time, and there's no raya. We said that we brought from different places, if it's something that's the craftsman's tools, that also might be his parnasa, even though it's Metatulin, that exclusion, that Gilui Das, would help over there. So here we're also dealing with a case of Gilui Das. The buyer told the wholesaler that he is making this big order because he's going to be the exclusive distributor in France. That's why he's paying twice. And it's really why he's paying twice, because he wants to get a quick deal, not have to go running around, and he wants to get over there in France right away. So when he gets to France and he finds out that it's like he couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael, it should be the same thing, like he can go to France to sell his Esrogan. Last week we said that even in places where you normally need a Tanai, if your Megala Das, I'm just telling you, look, I'm selling it because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, that helps. So what's the difference if you're buying something? Why shouldn't it help if you're buying? So it starts with the Gemara in Baba Basra. Sadi Fes Amar Aleph. Amar Rava said, Haiman de Kabil Chamra, he accepted wine, Adaita de Mamtile la Parvasa de Vol Shpat, with the intention that he was going to take him to the port of Vol Shpat. And the way the Rashbam understands the Gemara, it's talking not a purchase, he was going into business. The owner of the wine was making an iska, saying, look, I own the wine, I'm giving it to you to take the Vol Shpat, don't sell it anywhere else, I just know the price over there is great, and sell it over there. But by the time he got there, by the time he got to Zol Shpat, and some have Zol Shpat, Zol Dina, the price went down. So Dina, who the halach is, the Mekabale, the owner of the wine, has to take the wine back, and he doesn't have to take any loss. Right, that's what the Gemara says when it has what happens if it turns to vinegar. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Elias Rabbeinu Yonah, it's now printed. The Torah didn't have that. The Torah brings the Rabbeinu Yonah, but the Rabbeinu Yonah says it clearly that this only applies to an iska, where they made a business. But if he purchased wine, if the same case, someone purchased wine, the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah on the front of the handout, Av halokeach yayin mechaveiro, if someone purchased wine from his friend, even though he says, I'm buying this because I'm taking it to Zolshvat, where I'm going to sell it at a big profit. And he found out before he left that the price went down, and now there's no reason for him to go over there. So then, Hamekach Kayim. He says the Mekach is Kayim, and we don't say that Gili Dasvara. Why? Shrei Lakho Mekach Gamur. Because he purchased it as a real sale. Bimlo Niskayim Achshav De Lagia LaOsa Mokom. Now he can't take it over there. He's not going to be able to, he can't sell it over there. Yehilash Diyah could drink the wine. Right? It's not useless. He bought wine. It's a commodity. Right? It's something you can use. So since he could drink the wine, it's a good sale. It's not like it's useless for him. It's not like he said, not like what he's going to say. Like the case of Rav Bisham, even though we said last week, if you're selling something on the condition to go to Eretz Yisrael and you can't go there, the sale is bottled. Because why don't we say the same thing over there? Look, you know, the money, you can use the money for something. The answer is, they only said it by a seller. Since he was selling it because of his unavoidable circumstance, he had to go to Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason it was, or that's his choice. But if he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to sell his house here in order to make it over there. Right? So it was something that he had no choice. He had to sell his house because he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So in such a case, I guess it's like seller's remorse a little bit. The seller doesn't really want to sell his house. He has to. But if the reason for his sale disappears, so then the sale disappears. It's not a good sale. But when someone is buying something, the Chora Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, you're happy to get this commodity. You want this wine. So you thought you were going to take it to Zolshvat and make it a big killing over there. So that didn't work out, but at least you have the wine. But as the Svara is, you need the Gilui Das. The Gilui Das has to be doing something. Whereas your Maisa has to be enhancing the Gilui Das. When you're going to Eretz Yisrael, why else would you sell your house if not for the fact that you are moving to Eretz Yisrael? And you say, I'm selling it because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So there, the two together are enough to cancel the sale if your reason for the move changes. But over here, when you buy something, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's a Mekach Gomer, it's a sale. You go to a store, you buy something, it's a regular sale. You can't just say, well, your reason for the sale changed, and I don't want it anymore. Like, we think of a lot of cases. You go to the store, you buy a tape recorder because you think you're going to go to a convention, and you want a tape recorder to your room over there, and the convention gets canceled, something happens. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, look, you still have a tape recorder, you use it, it's a fair and square sale. You can't say, you didn't make any condition, you just said, you told the seller, I'm buying it because I'm going to the convention to tape shiurim. Right? So it's not his fault that the convention got canceled. He sold you a tape recorder, it works, it's the right price, there's no mum, there's no defects, there's nothing wrong with it. You have to accept it. And someone just told me a case that someone was thinking of starting a Pesach hotel this year, and he was buying all his Pesach supplies and matzahs and everything, and then he didn't get enough people and he can't have his Pesach hotel. Right, so according to Rabbeinu Yonah would seem, look, you have the matzahs, you'll use them. If you don't finish them this year, you'll save them for next year. You'll sell them to someone. You made a fair deal. And you told me that Gilui Das, but you didn't make a stipulation. You didn't make a Tanai Kofel. You didn't make all the Gedarim of Tanoim. So your Gilui Das doesn't help. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's chiluk between a Lokeach and a Mocher. Yeah, if you make a Tanai, any Tanai works, yeah. We're just talking where there's no Tanai, whether the Gilui Das works. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says the Gilui Das only works in conjunction with a sale where people don't really like selling their property. It's only because they need to. So if together with that they're not really wanting to, and there being a reason that they had to sell it that disappears, so in that case, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's what the Gemara Kedushin was saying last week, that the sale is bottled. But where you don't have that, so you're buying something for some certain reason, we can't just start saying, well, you know, your reason went away and the sale should be bottled. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah says. We'll see later that not everyone understands Rabbeinu Yonah like this, but this is l'chor the way the Rabbeinu Yonah seems what his words are. So the Torah brings Rabbeinu Yonah, and then he continues, and he says, the Rach holds there's no difference between a seller and a buyer. I assume the Rishonim bring the Rach that has a girsa in this Gemara and Baba Basra and says that he was Zovin, he purchased the land, he purchased the wine with the intention of taking it to Zolshvat. So the Rach holds that it's even by a sale. He can give the wine back to the merchant. The Torah then says the Ramah also said that, except the Ramah said that if he didn't pay for it yet, so then it's already like more like a consignment. If I buy something and I don't pay for it, you know, I buy a whole lot of Sfarim and I'm going to make a sale, but I don't pay for it, and then I can't make the sale for some reason, so then I could give them back because I didn't, it wasn't, even though I made a Kenyan Hagbah and I was planning on buying it, but since I didn't pay for it, it's closer, that's also like a Gilui Das, that goes with the Gilui Das, that when I say the reason and that reason disappears, I can cancel the sale. So we have two basic shitas. We have the Rabbeinu Yonah who says that this Gilui Das works only by a seller, not by a buyer. We have the Rach and the Ramah who hold that it works both by a seller and by a buyer, except the Ramah says it'll only work for a buyer in a case where he didn't pay yet. Not because the Muslim Chaver al Varaya. He's saying because his lashon is kaim shekana adash leitin adam mashal leichen losa makom, since he bought it with the intention that I'm not going to pay for you until I get there, shenim kashem biyoko, where I can get a high price for it. So then mistama dai daya minashim sasham ashar biyoko kamashur, it's like a condition, that's part of his not paying for it, adds to, enhances his gilui das to make it as good as a regular case of gilui das. Rabbi Nimuka Yosef, shyly what he really holds, but he also says that if we're talking about a sale, it has to be with a Tanai Gomor, or it's Derech Kapeda, it's a way where he showed he was makbid, that he was selling it, he was buying it only to go to Zolshvat, and that will be like the case in Kedushin. We'll see, maybe at the end of this time we'll see that there's really two ways of understanding that. So first of all, we have the Machlokas. What do we do with the Machlokas, the Rach and the Ramah on one side, the Rabbeinu Yonah on the other side? And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word about it. So the Drisha says that Drisha is mashma from the Torah. He's mashma that the Torah seems to be concluding like the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Shafraim asked the Kasha, why didn't the Beis Yosef say anything? And why didn't the Torah? The Torah says there's a chiluk between the Lokech and the Mokas and Machlokas, and the Beis Yosef doesn't say anything, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. So Shafraim says, whoever has the money has the upper hand, it'll be Hamosim El Chaver all of Araya. And the Pischei Tshuva goes one step further, and he says, the Beis Yosef clearly seems to hold like the Rach and the Ramah. And besides the fact, he says, that if you look at the Torah, but since the Torah brings the Rach last, one of the Klolim in the Torah is that whatever the Torah brings last, he brings from one of the Klolim Svarim, that's the Psak. So it's really Machlokas how to Paskin. Pischei Tshuva is probably the last of them, and he seems to say that the Halach will be like the Rach and the Ramah. Huh? That'll apply both to a Mocher and a Lokeach. But the problem is, so let's assume we'll pass like the Rach and the Ramah. But we have a big problem, because last week we said the whole thing only applies by Karka, the Naim Metatlin, and that was the Rashi, and the Rach himself said that. The Rach himself was one of the postmen who said last week that his Gilui Das only helps when I'm selling my house, but not when I'm selling Metatlin. And over here, the Rach is talking, he's learning this case, he's talking about wine, which is certainly metatlin, and he's saying the Gilui Das of a Lokeach will help by metatlin. Why should it work with metatlin? Last week he said it's only by Karka Gilui Das works. So what's the obvious answer?
Fast amount of wine,
you know, for us? Yeah, so I don't know if you have to go that far, and we're going to see later a svara like that, but over here the Drisha says a little simpler. He says when you're selling something, why am I selling my land? It's only because it's my parnassus, it's where I live, my house. It must be because I'm moving. If I sell metaltolin, it's not necessarily because I'm moving, because I could take metaltolin with me. right? By definition, when I'm selling the talisman, it's not because, it doesn't have to be because I'm moving. I could always take the talisman with me. When you're buying something, there it's the reverse svara. When I'm buying something in order to take somewhere, so the fact that it's movable, there that enhances my gilui das that I'm buying this wine because I'm taking it to Zulspat. It's something that's movable. If I say I'm buying karka in order to sell to Ploni, so in that case, you say that you're selling it to Ploni, but maybe you're selling it to live in it yourself. There's no, the fact that you can't move it doesn't show me that you're buying it to go somewhere. So that's as far as the Drisha, the Chasam Sofer, Pesach Shuvah also say that's Svara, that even though the Rach holds that when you're selling something, the sale doesn't work, the Gilui Das doesn't work unless it's with Karka. When you're buying something, the Chasam Sofer says so far that it only works by Metatlin and not by Karka. The Chasam Sofer had a Maisa. He says someone, we don't have this nowadays, someone, there was, in those days, they had one Kehila per city, and you had to buy a share, you had to get a chazakah in the kehillah to have a seat in the shul, to have a right to use the mikvah, to have the right to have a makam kavura. And someone purchased his chazak, he moved into town, he purchased his share in the kehillah, and the chevra kedisha a little while later decided to raise the price for a kvarim. And he says, I didn't buy this, I didn't think that, you know, they would just go and change the prices and raise it like that. So the Chasam Sofer says, since we're talking about a purchase of karka, this is like karka, the fact that you have a seat in the shul, you have a right to use a mikvah, so it's like karka, so if some sefer says you have no right to use a gilei das to cancel this, to cancel your purchase. But he says it's only by metalatlin where we see it's like a business deal, we see that you're buying it to take it over there, so there your gilei das can help. But if it's something that you were just doing to, you know, you use it's a right that you have. We have no, your maisa doesn't help your gilei das destroy the sale. Right? That's a psak from Chasam Sofer. No, just a case the Sha'ar Ephraim brings down. The Sha'ar Ephraim's case, just to get a better feel of these halachas, is that someone purchased a chayfetz. He doesn't say what it was. He said, I'm buying this chayfetz in order to sell to another person. I have a customer for this tape recorder. I'm buying it in order to sell to him. And when Reuven took it to that other person didn't want to buy it. So the Sha'ar Ephraim says, if Reuven didn't pay the money yet, it's metaltalin, he didn't pay yet. So the Sha'ar Ephraim says, he can be somech on the svara of the rach and the rema and not have to pay. You can cancel the sale. Right. So what we have so far is the poskim seem to be following the rach and the rema, and they are using it only by metaltalin, like the case of the Sha'ar Ephraim's case, where he said it's a machlokas and we can be somech not to be mosi mom and misafek. And if it's karka, there the Chasam Sofer says it doesn't apply. It's the exact opposite of the seller. When you're buying something, the metatlin help your gilui das, and the fact that it's karka does not help you. And once it doesn't help you, even if it's neutral, you didn't make a condition. You need to have, to cancel a kinyan, you have to have something strong. It has to be a gilui das along with, it's an anansadi almost from your, what you did, that it looks like you really wanted to use it for this purpose, and the purpose failed, so the sale should fail. The problem is the Nesivus. I have it on the handout. The Nesivus says a big chiddush. He has a case where someone sold, and this happens a lot, you know, I saw that more than any week, I saw a half dozen of these cases where people bought something and they wanted to get out of it for some reason that happened. The Nesivus' case is someone purchased a house in Tzfas. He lived in Yerushalayim, he bought a house in Tzfas, and he said because he's moving there, a house or a store. And when something happened in Tzfas that he couldn't move there, maybe it was the earthquake, whatever it was, he wanted to cancel the sale. So the Nesivus paskins that Vada ein derech adam lignas karka b'malkam achim lesher etzen lekod diros b'osem malkam. A person certainly does not buy land in another city unless he's going to move there. And even though, he says, even though the tour said in Siman Reish Lamed, he brought the Rabbeinu Yonah, that said that this Gilui Das only works by a seller and not by a buyer. When he says, if talking about Karka, where you can't take it anywhere, there a Gilui Das well. So Sivas is going connected everything. I mean, the Pischi Shuva asks on him, he says that all the other Akonim say that by a buyer, it's only if you're buying metatlin that a Gilui Das helps, but not by land. So what's Pshat in Nesivas? So I think the Nesivas is Lashitaso with another Nesivas, where in Simon Reish Lamed, this Nesivas was in Reish Zion. There's another Nesivas in Reish Lamed. It's another Maisa that happened. He said it was wartime, and the king needed a lot of flax to make uniforms. I don't know why. He needed a lot of flax, and he was giving out big contracts for this flax. And I'll go lush in here. He was paying a lot of money, and Reuven got a contract with the king, and because he had that contract, he went and made a deal with Shimon that he wanted to buy his flax at an inflated price. Then the war ended, the king lost, and the king canceled all his contracts because he didn't need the flax anymore, and Reuven wanted to cancel his purchase with Shimon. So the Nesivas says, everyone knows that why did you buy this flax? It's only because you were going to sell it to the king. And no one else can use such an amount of flax. So he says, according to this, this is even better than that shuvah of the Sha'arei Ephraim. The Sha'arei Ephraim's case, he says, was a machlokis, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rach and Raman, and the Sha'arei Ephraim said, whoever has the money, he's muchsa, kamas mechaver al varaya. But that was just, he was buying one object at the regular price, and he said, I'm selling it to this person. So that's the machlokis, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rach. But over here, where you're paying an inflated price, and you're buying an enormous quantity, so there, the Nesivas says, everyone will agree that, even the Rabbeinu Yonah would agree, that your Gilui Das, that you say, look, I have a contract with the king, that helps, that if for some reason the contract gets canceled, the war ends with the king losing, you can cancel the sale. Right, that's what the Nesivas is saying, that Rabbeinu Yonah was only saying it in a normal case where you just say, look, this is what I'm selling it for, but looking at what you're doing, you look like you're any other buyer. But if it's a circumstance which is very unusual, like a war going on, and you have a big contract from the king, and you show the seller, this is my contract, I need to fill it, give me the flax, and I'll pay you extra, and because you see the price I'm making, so then the Nesiva says everyone would agree that you can cancel the sale. And then the Nesiva says, I sent the tshuva to a lot of Gaonim, and they all agreed with me. Yiskimu imi kulam. Now, interestingly, we have one of the tshuvas that he sent to, and that's the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim got this tshuva from the Nesivas, and he replies to the Nesivas' tshuva, and then it's a long tshuva, and he goes through the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, if you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Nesivas has to be right. Because Rabbeinu Yonah said, yeah, when you sell something, you are forced to sell it. When you're buying something, so it seems like you always want to buy it. He says, that doesn't make so much sense. He's saying it seems the Rabbeinu Yonah is talking. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah said, let him go drink the wine. Or let him drink the wine. Right? So Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, is clearly talking about a case where you bought something at a normal price, at a normal thing that anyone would do. You happen to have an unusual reason to do it. So for that, your Gilui Das won't help. Because, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, let him drink the wine. If you're not going to sell it to in Zulshpat, at least you could drink it. You pay the regular price. You're not going to lose anything. Everyone needs wine. You'll drink the wine. But in the case like the Nesivas' case, where it's something that's so unusual, it's something that you can't just drink the wine. You're going to take a big loss. You can't. What are you going to use the flax for? You have two tons of flax that you paid an inflated price for. There's nothing you could do with it. So, adaita tohachi, since you were Megala Das, so in that case, he says, even the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look at the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah will agree that in such a case, the sale would be canceled if the reason for it would disappear. He brings a raya from two other tshuvas. He brings from the Rashbash, the Rashbash is the son of the Tashbates, and he's a descendant of the Rabbeinu Yonah. And they had a shaila that a ship came in from Morocco, and they lived in Morocco. Right? You know, they lived in northern Africa. And when the ship was in the port, there were a lot of merchants around trying to make business because there was a ship around. And one person bought a lot of flax also. And somehow the boat decided that something happened. They couldn't load the boat with that flax. So the Rashbash brings from his father, the Tashbates, that he's allowed to return the flax to the owners because it's an umdana, that you only bought it in order to go with the boat, and the boat can't go, so you can return it. So the Beis Ephraim says, look, if he's a grandson of the Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't think it's such a big time, but he says he's a grandson of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he certainly would have brought the Rabbeinu Yonah as at least bring it. It must be that he understands the Rabbeinu Yonah is only talking in a case where you pay the regular price, and when you pay the regular price, that's where Rabbeinu Yonah says there's a difference between a seller and a buyer. You sold your house for a regular price, but we see that you don't really want to sell it because you have to move, and for, like he said, we said, like the Rishonim said, it's for Parnassi reasons. You don't sell your Parnassi if you're not moving, so that's why the Gilui Das works only by Karka. But over here, and by a mocher, but over here, by this lokeach, there's also a reason here. There's a reason why he's buying it. He's buying it because the boat's over here. The boat goes away. What's he going to do with all this flax? There's nothing to do with it anymore. There's things we buy personal use. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah says, the chilek between a mocher and a lokeach. Personal use, his lashon is, drink the wine. You'll use it for something. But here what we see is for an unusual circumstance, you're buying this flax. It's in order to take it to on that boat, and the boat gets cancelled, so there even the Rabbeinu Yonah would agree. So now, in, even in a normal sale, the Rach and Ramah are disagreeing. They're saying, I say pay regular price in regular circumstances, but I tell you what I'm doing it for, so that'll help, like by any sale. That's what they said. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't help. One other case, he brings the Marash Dam, the Reuven made a deal to buy some houses, and because Naphtali was going to buy it from him, but it ends up that Naphtali was walking by, it was part of the whole deal over there, part of the whole package, but then they found out that Naphtali really didn't have enough money to make the deal, so the Maharaj Dan Pass and Reuven can cancel the sale because he was only buying it thinking that he would be able to sell at least part of it to Naphtali. Right, and there also he doesn't bring the, and he says the Maharaj Dan even close to Rabbeinu Yonah somewhere else, so it's not that he knows Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Beis Ephraim concludes that even according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, if it's like Yaakov was saying, that it's an understood from the circumstances, along with, he says, even sometimes you don't even have to make a Gilui Das if it's very understood. But you know, we'll leave that aside. Last week we said it's hard to make our own umdun or the Mulchoks. But he says certainly in these cases where the person spoke out why he was selling it and the circumstances support his Gilui Das, there even Rabbeinu Yonah would agree to it. I just want to mention that the Mishpat Sholom, the Marsham, seems to disagree with a lot of this. He says, according to the Nesivos, are you going to tell me that if you bought a big quantity of something and then the market crashed, well, you didn't, that's not really a commodity, right? You're buying something to sell, right? You're in futures, I don't know, but you're buying something. You're buying a big quantity, peso's coming, and you buy matzahs at a certain price, and all of a sudden the price of matzahs fall. So you're going to tell me that you can go back to the seller and say, look, you know, I only bought it because you know I was selling it for Pesach and the price is fell, you can give it back. Yeah, that's business, I'm sorry. You can't get your money back for that. Right, that's what the Marsham Taina is on the Nesivos, but I don't think it's such a big Taina because in these cases, or at least in a lot of the cases, it's not that the price fell all over. The case of the flax, that really did fall over there. But in a lot of these other cases, the seller could take it back, and there's nothing wrong with him reselling the wine, reselling the flax, reselling whatever it is. It's just he lost a quick, easy deal. But he's getting it back in a normal circumstance. So let's just review the different cases with the case we were talking about, and I think it's not so bad. Right? We're talking about this case of the Esro. Right, so as Mishpat Shlomo says, the case of the Esro, right? Once again, the case is he paid double the price to the wholesaler to take his big allotment to France, and everyone knows that's why he's doing it, and when he gets to France, he finds the price is dead over there. You can't sell them. So the Mishpat Shlomo says that according to the Beis Ephraim, and by the way, that's the way the Beis Ephraim understands the Nemuk Yosef. He says the Nemuk Yosef is going to Rabbeinu Yonah, and even Rabbeinu Yonah will agree that if it's Makbid, it'll help. I mean, the Ritva himself doesn't seem to hold that way. It doesn't seem that that's what he's saying. But anyway, we first have the Beis Ephraim and all these tshuvas that say, when you have an unusual circumstance, that why you're selling it, everyone knows that this is a one-shot thing, and it fails for some reason, so you know that's you can get it back. And in this case, the Esrog seller still has his Esrog, and he didn't lose anything. He didn't, you know, maybe if we didn't speak about it last week, but if it would have cost him a hezek, you know, then it could be that it'll be a difference. And he says that Esrogim that he returned Erev Sukkot, the ones that didn't arrive until Erev Sukkot. So, and certainly in that case, you have no right to protect yourself and cause them a loss. So the Mishpat Shlomo said that first of all we had the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim and the Nesivos are saying that if it's unusual circumstance, even Rabbeinu Yonah would agree. And even if you want to say that's not a real unusual circumstance, it's like a normal case. So we still have a machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rach and the Ramah. And if he didn't pay the money yet, so it's a Masim Chavei Olav Arai, the Shah Ephraim says, and the Pischei Tshuva said we even paskin outright like the Rach and the Ramah. Right, so he says as long as the seller gets them back in time to resell them, right, so the seller does not have any loss, so then certainly he can get his money back. And you know, I had a dream that I was going to finish early this year, so that dream didn't come true, but I'm not losing anything. But the ones that he returns Erev Sukkot, where the seller can't sell them anymore, so those he can't get his money back for them, because the seller doesn't have to take a loss because of that bad business. So that answers a lot of your problems. In other words, if it's ever going to cause a loss to the seller, like here he's getting the back Erev Sukkot, then he can't use that heter. But we learned that if it's a case of a normal sale, like a normal sale, we go into a store and you buy something and you schmooze with the seller and you tell him, this is what I'm buying it for, and you make a kinyan, and you come home and it ends up that you don't need it for the reason that you told the seller that you were buying it, even though you did not make a clear stipulation. The halach would be, according to the Rach and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you're stuck with it. According to the Rach, he can certainly give it back. According to the Ramah, if you didn't pay for it yet, you could give it back. If you pay for it, then you have to keep it also. And that would be by metaltalin. By karka, it seems that it doesn't work, and that's how I wanted to understand the first Nesivos. But then, even though we say by karka doesn't work, the Nesivos is a case where you're buying a house in Sfas and you live in Yerushalayim. That might be like in Umdud and Muchot, like all these other cases. Like the Nesivos himself said, like the case of the contract with the king. So here also, the case of the house. You're right, normally karka, there's no reason to assume that this karka I need to take somewhere. You don't take karka anywhere. But if I live here and I buy a house in Sfas, it's clear it's because I'm moving. If my reason for the move fails, so then I can cancel the sale. I'm not sure. The nafkamim will be like, suppose you are in Baltimore and you buy another house in Baltimore. So there, it could be the Nesivos will agree that it's not such a umdana because, you know, maybe I'm moving to go to a different neighbor, maybe it's for my son-in-law, my daughter's going to move there. And if whatever you told them, that was the reason for the sale, you don't see so much when you're buying another house in the city that is for that reason, unless you really see it. When you're moving to another city, then you see it.
Nowadays, you're in another city, it's fun in spots. People buy it for investment purposes.
Yeah, so if it would be...
Nowadays, it might have changed the outcome.
Right, and if you're talking about yourself, but if you're buying a house in Des Moines, you know, because you got transferred, so, you know, you're not probably buying investment there. And people have, you know, houses, you know, if you're buying in the mountains. Right, you have to see the circumstance, right. In his days, in the Nesivos' days, they weren't buying for an investment, they were buying to move there. And that could be why he paskened that. Even though normally we wouldn't say it by karka, it could be in this case he held it was an umdun and umdun.